They couldn't understand why the drover cried as they buried the drover's boy. The drover had always seemed so hard to the men in his employ. The bolting horse, the stirrup lost, and the drover's boy was dead. A shovel, dirt, a mumbled word, and it's back to the road ahead. And forget about the drover's boy. And they couldn't understand why the drover cut the lock of the dead boy's hair and put it in the band of his battered old hat as they watched him standing there. And he told them, take the cattle on, I'll sit with the boy a while. A silent thought, a pipe to smoke, and it's right another mile. And forget about the drover's boy. Forget about the drover's boy. And they couldn't make out why the drover and the boy was camped so far away. For the tall white man and the slim black boy never had much to say. And the boy would be gone at the break of dawn, tail the horses, carry on, while the drover roused the sleeping men. Daylight hit the road again and follow the drover's boy. Follow the drover's boy. In the Camomile pub they talked about the death of the drover's boy. They drank their rum with a stranger who'd come from the Kimberley Run, Fitzroy. And he told of the massacre in the west, barest details, guess the rest. Shoot the bucks, grab a gin, cut her hair, break her in, and call her a boy, the drover's boy. Call her a boy, the drover's boy. So when they build that Stockman's Hall of Fame and they talk about the droving game, remember the girl who was bedmate and guide, rode with the drovers side by side, watched the bullocks, flayed the hide, faithful wife, but never a bride, bred his sons for the cattle run. Don't weep for the drover's boy. Don't mourn for the drover's boy. But don't forget the drover's boy.